My pleasure to welcome you to the second discussion of today. Myself and the four panellists will be discussing the influence of media on exchanges and markets with a prerequisite positive. We'll see how long that lasts. For those of you who don't know me, my name is John Watkins. I'm a reporter for Futures and Options World. And if you're not familiar with the brand, it's an online publication, magazine, and we also host conferences around the world as well. I'd like to invite my panellists to introduce themselves, so your name and who you represent today. We'll start with it.
Thanks very much, John. My name is Roy. My previous background, I was involved with SAFEX, the South African Futures Exchange. I'm presently a consultant. Don't like the word, but that's what I do. And I'm advising the African Exchange Holdings, which is a consortium looking at establishing exchanges in both East Africa and West Africa in Nigeria. So that's what I'm doing mainly at the moment. And I have come to learn because in my present function, the media are very important. And just a word about my socks. My wife gave them to me for Christmas and said I would never wear them because I'm quite conservative, so I decided to wear them.
Good morning to everyone. I suggest it's very really good for at least some of us after this party. And thank you to hosting conference. It was really fantastic. My name is Vladimir Turchin. I work for the Russian Commodity Exchange as the head of Information and Analysis Office, and I'm responsible for foreign cooperation as well. So we are quite a young exchange, only 10 years old. We'll have our anniversary in the beginning of next year. And but nevertheless, I suggest we, at the moment, one of the largest commodities and spot exchanges in Europe. We have a client base which includes more than 13,000 companies from 57 countries, and a range of commodities traded through our platform is more than 3,000. We have quite I suggest good infrastructure around Europe. So I suggest it's enough.
Irek Mazur again, Warsaw Stock Exchange Group, our exchange. I'm not a media expert, but my wife worked for a press, so doubly I'm here.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sean Chong from Taiwan Futures Exchange. And I'm wearing socks. My wife bought for me, but it's not as colorful. And in TAIFEX, we have our major products are index futures and options. And also we have single stock options and single stock futures. And also we have interest products and also some gold products. And I used to work in the trading department where we have a group of people in charge of media and also the marketing. And right now I'm working in the surveillance department where we need to also watch in the media to see some significant events happen in the market, how the investors react to it, and also what's the background of the event.
Okay, thank you.
So undoubtedly you'll all come into contact with the media on a daily basis, whether it's watching, reading, listening, and I'm sure many of you actually speak to the press on a frequent basis. Certainly looking at the companies represented here and the firms that they would have been affected by media coverage in one way or another, hopefully positive rather than not. I think with exchanges our media relationships is well a two-way street. Certainly we rely on you for communication, and I'd like to think you need us in some way as well. I hope so. If anyone has any questions or points they'd like to make, you're in the panel, yeah, feel free to chip in and put your hand up. To start off, what I wanted to do is just gauge the panel's opinion on how much power the media has. So what I know is, you know, if someone reads a publication, is it going to, as a trader, is it going to affect their strategies, and is it going to affect the reputation or the image of an exchange? David, do you want to kick us off with this one?
Yes, I can say some words. Unfortunately, we established the information department several years ago, so we are not very experienced, but nevertheless, of course, mass media are often referred to as a force state, and its influence is very huge, really very huge. Mass media, they don't publish just raw material, raw data to the public. They do some interpretation of this information, and it depends on, first of all, quality or name of this or that mass media outlet, and of course the professionalism of journalists. That's why it's quite important for exchanges to be in touch with mass media and control qualification and experience of journalists, and of course have close ties to the exchanges and to work them together, because exchanges depend on mass media, as well as mass media depends on exchanges as well.
Take it easy, I'm journalist guys with the hand number there, but Rob, what about you? Anything to add on
that? In answer to your question, John, how much power do I think they have? On a scale of 1 to 10, probably 2. Spelled T-O-O. Too much power sometimes, I think.
So take it easy.
It wasn't directed at you. I think sometimes, we generalize with the media, and I think we generalize with everything. And I think we have to make a distinction, in a sense, between media who are educated, for example, FOW, I'm not giving you a plug, and for example, a magazine, My Father's Weekly, who really are just out there to service, in a sense, farmers, and therefore do not have the necessary understanding. I'm sure we're going to get into the whole education debate, but I do think there's a range of media, and certainly exchanges, the industry needs the media, but in a sense I guess we need good media coverage, and there is a distinction, and sometimes it's based on the type of media.
Thanks for the plug there. So the world's global leading directors magazine is well positioned to comment on media. We're very powerful, tell what you're saying. Eric, do you like to add anything on the power of the media?
The news is the one of the most important goods, for sure. So the media love you or hate you that way. So we try to be in a very, very good relation with the media. It's the ones, but the second, the information, it's so important on the exchanges. So, for example, on our exchange, on the Polish Power Exchange, we would like to create the exchange information platform. So that platform is dedicated to the media and of course to our members. So the exchange information platform is the transparent data on the electricity market, and we have been working 1 year to create the GPI, exchange information platform, we call the GPI. So it's a free of the energy market integrated transparency is the EU regulation. That's the second point. Why we would like to open the exchange information transport is the power supply system. So this data is so important for players because it includes generation information, electricity demand, maintenance, generation capacity. So it's the basic data for players. And of course, the third is the market data. But generally, this GPI platform is dedicated for our members, for specialists concentrated on electricity. But as I mentioned in the panel before, our members is the, let's say, professional players. So the question is, for example, in Poland, if you ask, let's say, the citizen, what is the currency ratio? US dollar, euro, almost everybody knows. If you ask about the price of gasoline, the same case, but if you ask about the electricity price, they don't know. They don't know. So it's a big challenge for a journalist. Education, is the big challenge for a journalist. And it's a big education and big challenge for the exchanges. How to do the job, which is how to. The people must know the prices of electricity and gas and the people, if they know it, they could change, I'm talking about the private cities, that if they know it, they could choose a proper decision which company is the best company for them.
How about you, Sean? Have you had a love-hate relationship with us? By the way, you notice I'll be interchanging between referring to the media as us and them, depending on the tone of the conversation. So, what do you think about the power of media in your market?
I think the power of media is getting stronger as the information is passing faster and faster through all kinds of different channels. I remember but a few years ago in the United States, all the news was posted on the website, and then the market just reacted to it and crashed in 5 minutes, and then everybody realized it's just old news, and it might come back to the original position. So I would say the media has huge power nowadays, and in Taipei, it depends on the. I would say it also depends on the market participant structure. In Taiwan, the major investors are retail investors, individuals. So if they see some news from the media, I would say they probably would believe it. So that they would probably react to it right away, and that's, I would say, it has made more power in such market participant structure compared to if all the participants are institutional investors.
So now the speed of communication, it's not just posting stories on websites immediately, it's social media as well. You can get, if a newspaper's got a story, you can put it out on Twitter just as, or far quicker than they can put it online, and that's even quicker than putting it in a newspaper and so on. So. Definitely changing conditions.
I would like to give one example as well. So, yes, the influence of mass media is really huge, as I said. And let's take just a simple example. When a person who's involved, for instance, in voluntary business, just these foreign people that attack, countries of attack are going to have, you know, oil deliveries. What is preparation? Just to invest, and, you know, it was really short article in morning newspaper, but later it will form the fact. Let's imagine that thousands of people like him just do the same. That's why sometimes they, you know, mass media influence not only exchange financial law or commodity, but they, you know, influence all markets.
Sean, to come back to you, do you think the influence changes depending on which market it is, or you know, which region that the exchange or the publication is based in?
It could be. And like you say, nowadays, you know, maybe not only if something happens, not only the financial futures will react, maybe the commodity market also will react to it. And I think it's because of the fact that the speed of transportation of information is getting faster and faster now. So you will see more and more interaction from different markets.
Well, do you think the influence of the power media has differentiates depending on whether it's an established exchange or a new exchange on the scene?
I guess with an established exchange there might be more credibility, and an established exchange might have a better lead into the media. And therefore that communication, which is vital, might be more established, whereas perhaps the media takes more of a chance on a less established exchange. It can get away with more. And I do think there's a, you know, I think we'll talk about what an exchange can do, but from the other side, sometimes I would like to see a little bit more responsibility on the side of the media, instead of running with stories which are very topical, and headline getters, to do a little bit more digging into it. Maybe that's too much to ask. You know, I see the topic is prerequisites to be positive. I wish there were 5 prerequisites that we could put on the board, and that was it. But unfortunately, you know, it's a bit like a marriage. It's not set in stone. There's no prerequisites. There's some pointers, and we'll get into those. But I certainly would like to see a bit more responsibility. And maybe, you know, as the question you put me, yeah, when it's something new, and I guess small exchanges are maybe more in emerging markets, because there's not so much known about them, you're probably right, the media tend to run quicker with stories.
So if we had 20 minutes with Stephen in the positive tea, that's good. Now we decided to turn around.
On a exchange page, you need a media, so for it's so important media on the beginning of way to establish exchange, but it's easy cooperation with the media, because the media looking for news, some advice, facts, they are looking for experts, also their cooperation with the media is the win-win, but every time, let's, if I may, some advice, so let's create the facts, let's create the news, and keep power with media
contacts, yeah. Agent, yes, I'd like to get as well. You know, the influence of mass media is the same, I suggest it's the same. On newborn exchanges and more established ones. But the difference is that experienced exchanges, they have at least infrastructure, and they must have their own greatest, their own ways to do something against all exchanges, of course, and interest in stability. And you bond exchange has nothing. And nevertheless, it doesn't matter what kind of exchanges we have, we should take into account that, you know, mass media will influence our activities anyway, if we come to the end of the day.
So I think from another point of view, the market may have different expectations for an established exchange and a uniform exchange. So if something happens, maybe like a system crash from CME or to the extent, that would maybe a big one to the market. But if it's a whole new exchange, maybe, you know, the impact may not go that far away to the whole market.
I mean, obviously we've got a range of exchanges on the panel and also in the audience, so if anyone has any opinions on this and they want to add, feel free to put your hand up and
I'd like to turn the question around. You asked the exchanges who is involved more. I think the important thing is the reporters to go out and ask questions, or the educator or not. And if it's a new exchange, of course, it's more difficult, especially in the smaller company, to have one. So the question is, who should the journalist be that goes out and ask questions? Because just copy and paste is one thing. But it's reporting and understanding what is being reported. So I think one question could be, how could an exchange make sure that the reporters know what it's all about?
But I would like to give you some example. If you have a car and one wheel is not working, it's broken, yeah? You can say, okay, it's a steel-free wheel, it's okay. Or you can say, oh, it's a bad luck, it's the one where it's broken. So it's the same message, but completely different way. So let's always create the positive news.
And
I
think we have some experience here for this question. In Taipei, we have long-term relationship with the media. And for example, we have some contracts with local newspaper, and we would have a column every day. But this column is not when we have new products, we can, you know, promote our products in this column. But if we are not launching new products, the FCMs, they can share some successful story of investment in this column. And also, if something bad happened to the market and the interpretation of the market may not be correct, then this would be our channel to communicate with the market. And we launched this project for maybe 2 years, if I'm right. And we feel it's quite successful so far. And the main point is, when something happens, investors know where to find the accurate information published from the exchange.
John, in answer to Paul's question, I think as a suggestion, and perhaps exchanges should be proactive and not necessarily reactive. And I think that's often appreciated by journalists in the sense of, I think there's nothing wrong with having a good PR department and inviting journalists in, and giving them a cup of tea and maybe something stronger, but explaining it, so taking the initiative and so education, in a sense of a general education, I think is very, very important. I think it's vital. But then also I think that building a relationship of trust goes a long way, and having searching journalists, not necessarily to plant the right stuff, I don't want to get into that, but that they have journalists that are close enough and have a relationship enough to at least, you know, so you can pass out the correct story. So my suggestion would be, you know, be proactive, have a general education session, make sure your exchange has that, and try and build a level of trust. I think that goes a long way.
So do you think it's the responsibility of the exchange to educate journalists or the journalists to
Look, I think, you know, I think the one hand washes the other hand, to be perfectly honest, and I think that a trust relationship goes a long way in that. It's very easy to come down very hard on a journalist. But I think at the same time, if you have that that level of trust, it goes a long way to that. And I think I would like to believe that journalists actually appreciate that and to build up so that the level of reporting actually moves to a higher level.
Yeah. We have one question. Sorry about
yes,
that.
Yes, may I answer this? Just two words. As usual. You know, when dealing with mass media issues, first of all, keep in mind that the major authority a media outlet has, you know, the more effect it has to the public. That's why, you know, if anybody reads in New York Times or in The Guardian that they predict, you know, next month, huge economic downturn in Russia. Of course, the effect will be. But if you read, you know, the Russian newspaper, tabloids, something will happen, nobody will believe. That's why, first of all, exchanges should concentrate powerful mass media, first of all. And then, I fully agree with Rod that it's, you know, a mutual process. Of course, if you are experienced exchange, so you must have some relations with powerful mass media, and you should have your own journalists, maybe to pay them, to motivate them as to give good news or stable news for your utility. That's why exchanges should close. Cooperate very closely with mass media. Again, exchanges are interested in mass media as well as mass media is interested in exchanges.
More about the frontier and the emerging markets and the countries which are having new exchanges coming in. The role of the media becomes more important and more, it plays a much bigger role. What I have seen is sometimes the perception about an exchange is very important to be developed in the initial stages. How does the people perceive the exchange to be? This is a new animal in the country. So what is this actually going to do? And that is where it's not a mature market. It's not something where the journalists have an understanding. In many cases, journalists really do not understand the economic results of an exchange. And because of that, the response of media to the exchange is sometimes very, confusing. And that creates a perception problem in the users of the exchange. That puts exchange years back from where it wants to go. So, my belief is when a country draws an exchange establishment plan and there is a capacity-building plan, capacity-building within media is a foremost thing. And that's one thing which I would like the panel to cover.
Barrett, from my side, you know, I think that you're quite correct. I think the nature of the reporting changes a lot in regard to the development. And perhaps in an emerging market, there's more, as you say, of the role of the media in that basic educative process of what the exchange does, whereas in a really sort of educated market, the media often plays more of a role in analysis and trends.
So I was going to add, I mean, we've had over in London a couple of new exchanges over the last year, and yeah, it kind of tends to be flavour of the month a little bit when they first come on the scene. And just before they launch it, people are very interested to know, is this exchange going to work, is it not? And from week to week, we might have a different report. We might say it will, one say it won't, but that's kind of what people want to know, and that's what we'll report, kind of balanced, unbiased, really.
Yes, I can share our own experience. We're quite young, as I said. And when we were 9 years ago, we were just a startup, so our main tasks were not just to create infrastructure, to bring clients, but to get close connections to the customer. First of all, we were found the most powerful customer in our region and have really agreed with them. We pay them for articles about our activity, but for the right articles for us. And now, what we have now? We have we publish several periodicals ourselves, monthly and quarterly. Before this year, this periodicals were free of charge for our clients. Now we are trying to sell them. They are quite popular. And we are trying to give the correct information about what's going on commodity markets in so-called custom senior of Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan, because most of our clients are from that region. As well as we have, I suggest not that website, which can help as well. But the main idea is to understand the main aim of the website, because sometimes we can find in our mix information, and even quite difficult to find something. But it's full of information, but it's impossible to find the main information. What else? We are launched a radio program weekly 2 months ago. Just it's a short, I know, 40 seconds program, but what we have just the results of exchange auctions. But it helps our public, our potential clients to understand that we are still alive, we are very stable, and huge numbers just help us as well. And this electronic billboards around each city. So we launched just a short presentation, just 10 seconds, but it grows now each hour. For if I'm not mistaken, for 10 times, this as well helps. And to be planned, I suggest this year to start a TV program, just maybe on Fridays, just on national TV again, just for several minutes, but it will help to build your image and to give the correct information to the public.
Quite useful is through the workshops. We would host workshops
through a country, our country, and accompany with some printed media information so they can, you know where to attend this workshop and maybe get some printed information for themselves. Thank you.
What was there another question? Is that right?
I'd like to share my experience for the Thai model. We'd like to share about the what he has been doing in Thailand because of under the Thailand Future Exchange, we have a parent company that doing the stock market. What we are doing with the media is firstly, I think back to the last past few years, we provide the exchange room, we provide them the facility to stay at the exchange building, and we provide all the telecommunication and also the exchange data for them so they can sit in our buildings and can have all the information attached to us. So, and we also establish the TV channel called Money Channel to broadcast all the investments both the stock market, the trade market, and also that we have a kind of varieties of the programs to attract more customers. And also that we provide this program for the brokers also. And to educate the media staff. I think we already start construct a kind of a course, a short course about 8 to 10 weeks during the weekend to teach them. So we invite them with free programs to teach them what's the macroeconomics, what's the product and what we are doing and what kind of other exchange has been doing.
And they're happy to come on the weekend.
Yes. We also offer, and we also have a kind of annual parties also. That's why this is to keep the relationship with all the media. So I think in Thailand we have been doing a lot of this kind of things, and we also have one person that kind of media liaison for this kind of things.
Thank you. I think the education part ties into the next question a little bit, and I know we've touched on this already, but I just want to talk about how well-positioned the media are to comment on these stories. We are saying that media influences markets and exchanges. I'm opening myself up here a little bit, but are journalists positioned well enough to comment on these stories that they're going to potentially move markets and affect these exchanges? Well, do you want to open us up on this?
I think it depends. I think, again, we generalize very quickly. I think there are journalists that are very good, very responsible, put out good communications. I think, unfortunately, all of us have experienced the fact that sometimes the objectives of the reporting might not necessarily be as we would have them. It comes back to the responsibility. You know, sometimes I wonder, just last week I think I saw a report from the media that says George Soros has betted $13 billion on a downturn in the market. You know, how responsible is that? Well, is that trying to cover his position? And I really don't know. So, you know, you wonder if you go out of responsibility. But, I think that there's a lot of journalists out there that do a very good job. And I would ask you, if you can comment on that, John, do you find, FOW, is it growing in readership? I'd be very interested to know what type of articles, if you have any feedback, if you can answer later, are actually commanding more readership in your magazine.
Yeah, well, I mean, we primarily focus on European markets and the US, but part of the reason that I was able to come over here is we are having more demand for coverage of the Asian markets and emerging markets as well. We have got a growing readership, and another big part of that is due to the regulatory reforms pushing a lot of the swaps market over to exchange trading. So we're getting new readers from that all the time as well. And it's a mix of breaking news that people want on the spot, and also in-depth analysis and features, and then being a specialist exchange rate derivatives and everything, we can add a little bit more value in through expertise. There are some experiences that I share about.
Not mainly experiences, but some comments. As a professional, all the journalists, we have at least one professional. Yes, I said there are two main factors. The reliability of mass media outlet and the professionalism of journalists. However, the second factor mostly depends on the first one. So that's why choose a reliable, experienced mass media to work with. I really respect journalists, professionals, because sometimes they have to switch from one topic to another one, for instance, from IT to economy. And it's quite a difficult one, because before to write or to say something to the public, you must at least understand the main principles of this and that activity. Of course, there are some people who in journalists here who think they understand, but they do not understand anything. That's why, once again, I advise just to choose the right mass media outlets.
The power exchange is a business, is a special case on the media relation. Because a number of power exchanges participate are limited. It's a small number of participants. So the our business is the B2B business, yes. So the media is a news channel dedicated to the politicians. That's all. Yeah.
Or political question, I'd say for the normal days, because usually only certain industry-focused media follow the news of our exchange. But if the market is very volatile, because we have the index futures, and which people say has a price discovery function, and in our market, it's like everybody knows how not a participant in the stock market, so they care about the change of the index. Then during those volatile periods, the general media, maybe all newspapers, would have to write something about the change of the index. And if it's a market crash, you will see the headlines on all newspapers. But in this kind of situation, sometimes it's, the reporters, they have to find some way to explain what happened. But that may not be, the right information. And that's why we continue to maintain the relationship with some of the major industry-focused media so that we can communicate with the market during such periods.
Obviously, there's a difference between the national papers covering certain stories and, like you say, industry-specific publications and magazines. I think the people that are actually going to be influenced are more likely to be reading those industry magazines where you think the journalists know what they're talking about a bit more, rather than the bigger publications where they'll just kind of skim over the finer details and report what's on the surface. And sure enough, they have. Last second.
Was there one over here?
Yeah.
I've got one as well. I'll defer first.
Jonathan, a question for you. So with the move to social media and you becoming real-time and mobile, are you feeling the pressure from this? Are you feeling the pressure to make the news more dramatic? Or are you, do you still, for your particular business, is this sufficient a niche to still maintain your value?
Actually, two answers to that. Firstly, I mean, we mostly use Twitter, and that is a big bully, and we get to see how many people are hitting that link that we put up. And with the 140 character limit, yeah, you have to put in a tagline there that's going to make someone click on that link. So whether it's a more shocking headline or we just post up the more controversial stories, it's a really, really valuable tool when you use it correctly. Pressure-wise, I think when if we get a story and it's something that only we've got and we think it's a major story that we want to keep to ourselves, we wouldn't be keen to go straight to social media with it, because if we write it on Twitter, then someone else could pick up the story before we do. So it's really a case of kind of breaking the story as quick as possible, even if it's a case of just writing three or four lines and then putting it, you know, more to follow, and then we'll research a bit more on it later. But yeah, I think it's a great way of just shooting news out there. Yeah, you could get the tip off 1 minute, and then 5 minutes later it could be out there to the world.
Okay, and then a follow on point then, perhaps in terms of real time, more to the panel. When the system goes down and you've got a country that's waiting to carry on trading, how do you sort of deal with that? Do you have an emergency room, or do you have a Twitter account? How do you get that information out immediately, you know, within a few minutes, to explain what's going to happen?
Duncan, you know, I think there's various ways of doing it, as you said, whether it's Twitter or whether you have an emergency room. I think the most important thing is to keep open communication. Because if you don't, then sure as hell some media is going to get onto it and turn it around. So however you do it, I think the important principle is to make sure that communication goes out as soon as possible. And I always want to say as complete as possible, as hard as it is, because we don't know why the system goes down. But I do think it's important that that the media is kept aware of the fact that the system's gone down and what's being done. Otherwise, you know, you're sure
it's going to
get something back.
Yes, I fully agree with Rod. I can add on is that we have several cable systems and alternative one, reserve one, and several service. That's it. If something goes out, we can turn to another one.
Just like I said, I mean, the sooner we get a story like that, obviously the first point of call is just to go to the exchange and go. I think every exchange that I've ever dealt with personally, been fantastic. Yeah, getting back quickly, giving you communicating with you, and yeah, assisting that story, making sure you've got everything right and accurate.
John, I can talk from the other side. I don't always believe what the exchange tells you, though.
Just on this issue of how close media is to the exchange, and can it get too close for comfort? One of the sort of practices that we've seen is the media taking equity stakes in return for commercial advertising space. And if the top three media in the country take equity from that exchange, then you could determine how independent those stories are, especially even though there are claims that marketing is separate from editorial and so on. So we've sort of seen instances of this, and I just want to comment on the panelists to other regulations preventing that, or how do you build in a system of checks and balances?
No comment. So the question was to me. I mean, obviously we're aware of all the regulations that we have to adhere to, and I mean, personally, I've never found any crossover or any problems, and I haven't heard of anything, any kind of problems like that before, so I don't know if anyone else has anything to add on that.
I would just comment, I think, Vijay, you're absolutely right. I think that the credibility depends on their independence. I would be very scared and hesitant of having that type of interlinkage. I think it's quite dangerous.
I actually want to make an observation more than a question, but it probably lead to a comment or two. As a supplier who is very close to its market, we get a lot of media contact. we find it a bit strange sometimes that specialist media, I'm not talking about national press or anything, after all, the story begins in the specialist media and it's quite scientific, perhaps by the time it gets to the national press, it's headlines to sell. So let's detach that. So we quite often get asked for our opinion as a technology supplier as to how a market is going to develop. It's probably back to front, and we shouldn't be asked. We should maybe be asked to comment on a market is developing in X, Y direction. How do you, as a media, as a technology supplier, fit into that? The second point is, I have to be honest. We have a marketing PR function, and they have a league table. And there are certain journals that are near the top, and others are near the bottom. It's okay, Jonathan. And the grading is often based on the number of times we get contacted and say, right, we want you to do a call with a journalist. The journalist is a generalist, and we've engaged that person for a period of time, and they're going to do an article, and it's someone who knows absolutely nothing about the industry. That doesn't do the media any favours at all. And I wonder how, on that one, A, should the media approach technology suppliers saying what they've seen is happening, asking for comment, not the other way around? That's probably to Jonathan. But to the exchanges, is how do you feel about the media creating bad reputation for themselves by having very generalist journalists getting involved in things they don't really understand?
So I'll take the first part of that question. I mean, if I've got something to write a story upon, I think you have to get a variety of opinions. So you've got a balanced story, and you know, you're getting angles from every side of the market. So, you know, technology companies, exchanges, brokerages, I think it's best to speak to as many people as you can, get as many opinions as you can, and that adds a lot more value to the story. I think if you're reading something and it's purely almost the opinion of the journalist or the publication, then I don't think that has as much weight as actually having, you know, industry experts. And when we're talking about how well positioned our journalists to talk about these kind of issues, well, you've actually got, say, industry experts, as we always have referred to them as, in the story. I think that gives a lot more credibility to the story.
I'm going to say some words. You know, it's the nature of human beings to respond more to some scandals. And we love to be shocked and amazed. Unfortunately, some mass media uses this habits of human beings. But if you are, you know, if you are understand this, so you can implement some preventive measures. I don't know, maybe some good articles in some major periodicals or some workshops, some seminars, you know, it can help sometimes.
My answer to your question, Paul, is problematic.
Okay, well, I'll move on with another one of my questions then. I can feel the positivity dying out a little bit, so we'll turn this. I think we have to look at the negative influences to provide a balanced argument here. I know the prerequisite is supposed to be positive, but I feel that moving away now. And then personally, as a journalist, looking to please the editors and the people that own the FOW, there's nothing I like more than a scandal in the market, someone getting fired, a glitch or an outage on an exchange, that's something we jump on personally. So how does that influence the markets, and is there any way that could be positive at all?
Well, I certainly learned something from Wolf of Wall Street.
some of my
team members in charge of media, and then feel there's actually no pure negative impact from the media. Because if it's something very bad, then it turns out later, you know, some changes will be made or modifications will be made. So usually the very bad things could bring something good later. But we don't think there is something, you know, pure just negative. And in our way in dealing with media, we mostly, I would say, we feel it's more positive.
Now, quite difficult to see whether it would or would have influence on media on the targets and changes activities. It depends on many factors. Of course, mass media use the latest news very quickly to our clients, and they should be used by us. But there are some cons, of course. I suggest we should operate close to each other to make them to publish relevant news and, you know, use the activities for our team. Because once again, it's mutually correspondence.
Jonathan, I have a question to you. What kind of news you are looking for? Positive or negative? What kind of news it's more, let's say, what kind of news is the best product for you? Which product you can sell faster?
So, first question, what am I looking for? Honestly, I mean, what am I looking for? A mix of both. What gets the most page hits, what gets read the most? Scandals, outrages, you know, people. That's what we find people want to read. It doesn't mean we always go searching for that, because we have a very, very impressive website of a magazine that was just had stories about that. So we kind of set out with obviously new contract managers, new exchanges, and features. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, there'll be anyone who put their hands up and say they don't enjoy reading a Google scandal. I think it's our responsibility to tell people about this bad news.
Yeah, so I'm agree with you. So in this case, let's create a positive news. Let's be active. Let's create a good contact with the news media people. So I love the media. I love the journalists. Let's educate them and let's create the positive contact, positive news, or positive comments. That's idea to keep very, very good contact with the media. That's all.
And I would advise the exchange with long investment to want to know what the media is looking for. And that's why we actually recruit, you know, some colleagues, they have media backgrounds. But before we, you know, communicate with the media, we can screen out what we are going to say to the media. So those guys are really helpful.
You have another question?
Actually, this is not a question, it's an observation. So a few months ago, I did an article for the FAA Japan, reviewing the disasters that have been happening to exchanges over the last year or so. There seemed to be there was a lot of them. And they were spread all over. And one point I would certainly observe out of this was that the US exchanges, although they had some pretty big disasters, they were extremely detailed in their response, and they gave a schedule for when they were going to resolve that problem. Nearly all of the other exchanges, they either didn't have any specific detail on the problem, and it sort of was just left to die down. So, you know, in terms of kind of thing, positive come out, I would
knows that, you know, that if you're very open and transparent and detailed about what's happening and how you're going to resolve particular problems, that, I think, can reintroduce optimism back in when a problem happens like that.
Yeah, I think that's how it works both ways. When something does happen, there's then a response. Then, and, yeah, again, you then got a detailed and accurate story as well. And you know, you're not just writing from one side, which, a lot of the time in the glitches and outages, there is a period of speculation. Some of this, you know, is it an algo going wrong or is it a bad thing to trade? So I think there's my experience when these outages happen is there is a slight delay, and then, like you said, there is a really detailed response on what happened. There was one with the European Exchange the other week, and a day later there was a graphs and explanations and a really detailed response on what happened. And then, and that, again, is something we report. We didn't just read it as right, this all went wrong, and then not publish their response, but we would always report on that as well.
Hi, my name is Nastiti from Comstrat. I have a question for the panelists. Do you have any experience using the Instagram or like Facebook or Twitter as a tool like a media to disseminate a positive news about the exchange?
As I said earlier, we use Twitter and LinkedIn as well. We put our stories on, we haven't used Facebook before. But we find those forms of social media very good for getting more exposure to our stories and the site in general. There's a lot more. I think the news is a lot more interactive now. You go on websites and there's videos and blogs and pictures. It's a lot easier to do that now than it probably was 5 or 6 years ago. So. The different tools journalists now use to get information out there. There's also these infographs. I don't know if you've ever seen those, where it's an A4 size and there's the pictures and explanations and bite-sized pieces of information for people to digest easier. So that answers your question.
To answer your question, I have a question for the audience. How many of you are reading the paper newspaper every day? If you are reading the paper every day, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, only 8. Well, how many of you check your Facebook and Twitter on a regular basis? Yeah, so I guess, you know, that's probably the way we need to do it. Like, we are going to launch our Typex, Eurus Typex League, which is a part that we work with Eurex, and we actually build some, in addition to the industrial focus media like Bloomberg, we're using Twitter to promote our product, and not going to use the traditional media like newspapers.
Sure, I think that question raises a very interesting point, because I noticed the first people to put up their hands mostly had grey hair. And the second group looks a lot younger than what I do. And so I find, I can't really answer your question, but I always thought that, and I think those of you who use it, an interactive type of social media, I think, needs constant attendance. So I know when I was involved with the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and we talked about this, and Chris can maybe update, was that my thoughts were always, if you have questions coming in all day, which are great, if you don't answer those questions immediately, you tend to send out a signal that you're not monitoring it. So it would seem to me that you need staff full time to do it. So I think it can play a very valuable role, but I think it's quite resource heavy, I think.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but you're right, going on to Twitter and copying the links and hashtagging things, it does take up time. So, but certainly we're encouraged to do that as much as we can, so if you don't have to retweet our stories, feel free.
I have to say that a lot of the people I work with know, we just use Google Alert. If Google don't find it, we don't know about it. So it's all incumbent on you guys to make sure Google can find it. I think it's one of the most common ways people keep track of things these days. Watch Google. We know I do for that one. I think Duncan really wanted to be.
So, can we just ask how many? I mean, just did the email and LinkedIn thing there. How many of the exchanges actually have Twitter monitoring or like real time? As you say, what you were just talking about there was like sort of monitoring and responding. How many of the exchanges actually have a response sort of team that works?
That's easy to manage.
Yes,
To say the truth, I'm not satisfied. Very well. That's why, yes, at the moment we are developing a new perception of mass media activity, maybe we will do this. Because we have suitable stuff. But not now.
In my company, we have a special department. It's not so big, it's two people. The job work for that is monitoring a lot of mass media channels and then keep contact with them.
I mean, there are certain exchanges that, just to answer your question, there are some exchanges that stand out as, you know, being on Twitter and very active on social media. And it tends to be the larger ones, to be honest. Eurex are very, very active on Twitter. Either tweeting stories about themselves or information about, you know, indices, or but they're very active. But it's not really something you actually use as a way of communicating. You know, maybe they promote one of our stories, but I wouldn't really get in contact with the exchange via social media. So that's not really at all what I use it for.
And this will go back to who you are targeting, and for us in our cooperation with Eurex. And for international investors, you are targeting not individual or retail investors. So in this way, we are relying on Eurex to maybe using Twitter. But for our local investors now, we would probably rely on more the workshops and a company with maybe some traditional media, like newspaper or radio or TV program.
Are there any more questions? Okay, so just like to ask a final question to sum up what we've talked about here. So is, well, it's simply yes or no, you can go into more detail. Does media have a positive influence on exchanges and financial markets? What are you looking to take?
Yes, it does. We can't get away from that, you know. Love you or hate you. Yes, you do. You do provide, but at the same time, there's also stuff that comes out that could be construed and is negative. But there's no doubt about it. You know, I mean, what is media as communication? And we all need communication, whether it's putting up prices, whether it's educative. I think there's absolutely a role for media, and the take up of things like Facebook and Twitter is evidence of the fact that people absorb information, and I guess these days people know more about more than they've ever done before in the world. It's amazing how much younger people just are aware of what's going on. So I think it's a huge role.
Yes, this is yes. You should control the tools. You all try to control, and of course, not professionals or just the journalists to spoil your previous.
Yes, for sure it's there. very positive past media impact also to the exchanges. Exchanges without media does not exist for sure.
Alright, so that's good to establish a positive effect. I think to sum it up, saying that communication is essential, education is also helpful. Where it can be given to journalists. I would say to add detail in the story and make sure you've got everything accurate. That is how the ownership and memory exchanges works and those who identify. So, are there any more questions before we wrap up and have another?
Monopolist.
I'm going to launch it with my question. Okay, well,
I was just going to thank you. You're doing it anyway.
Yeah, well, in that case, I'd like to thank you all.